This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Former Littleton Public School bus aide Kiara Jones was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison Wednesday. CPR's Ava Keon tells us she was charged with abusing 3 disabled children.
The children in the lawsuit are nonverbal and autistic. Bus surveillance cameras caught the abuse. At the sentencing, their parents shared the changes they saw in their children after the abuse. They say they've become withdrawn and aggressive. Here's Devin Vestal.
It's going to take a lot of healing. As recently as yesterday, the bus goes by and he hears the noise and his head snaps over, and I can't think anything other than he's wondering if we're about to make him get on that bus.
Vestal says he's happy she's going to prison, but the sentence feels like a bit of a letdown. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Attorney General Phil Weiser sued the Trump administration Wednesday over the fate of an aging coal plant. In December, Energy Secretary Chris Wright ordered Craig Unit 1 to stay open, a day before it was slated to close. The Department of Energy has since denied Colorado's request to reconsider its decision. At a renewable energy conference in March, Weiser says the coal plant would burden Coloradans with extra costs.
Coal plants like the one in Craig are not only dirtier sources of energy, but more expensive and less reliable.
Colorado has sued the Trump administration around 60 times since last January. The House passed a bill to allow use of lead ammo and tackle on public lands. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Like the House, the Colorado delegation split along party lines. Republicans voted yes for the measure, which bans any prohibitions on the use of lead ammo or tackle on federal public lands, with some exceptions. Colorado Democrats voted no. Conservation groups say the lead from shattered bullets can poison wildlife, while gun rights groups say lead ammo bans is a first step to restricting hunting. The Republican-controlled House has passed the bill before, but it stalled in the Senate, where it's now headed again. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim.